Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So there's definitely an outage in a large part of the Glen Hazel area. We're seeing some very, very strange messages. I'm getting strange messages, which, look, I always get strange messages, but this particular one is about a fire at Griswold. And as I said earlier, we are living with such anxiety. Please don't forward those messages unless you know that it is accurate. Well, somebody who can tell us if it is or if it isn't is Isaac McGenna, who is the city power spokesperson, a very challenging job, no doubt. Isaac, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So it's obviously a very, very difficult time. Eskom announcing these increased load shedding schedules put strain on you at City Power. And then again this morning, power went off as it was meant to, 4 to 6, and then it went out again in many parts of Block 4. What is the latest situation?
So basically, let me start by clarifying the fire stories and explosions. So there is no fire at Fedenza substation.
Right.
There is no explosion at Fedenza substation. However, what we have gathered is that there was a smoke from right. Griswold substation,
okay.
which basically affected it with the breaker at Fedenza substation. So they're interconnected.
Right.
When one of them is under distress, the other one will basically just for safe mode just sit so that it doesn't affect it as well. So the smoke is coming out from Griswold substation, and we've got technicians dispatched to basically go and investigate what is the cause and what is the problem there. Indeed, it's affecting a large number of customers within Block 4 who basically had load shedding just restored around 6, and it tripped again.
Right. And so we have no sense as to how long this will take to be restored?
No, we don't have the details. Like I said, teams were basically they just arrived at the substation. I'm also driving there now to just basically be able to give you the correct, answers into the cause, the extent of the damage, if any, and even how long customers will be without electricity. However, we are also going to look at other alternatives to see if at all we are able to backfeed Block 4 and other customers that are affected. It goes, across the Leeuwpoort Highway, Leeuwpoort Road,
right.
into Athol as well, and other customers.
So it's quite a significant area. So Isaac, if I can ask you, once you get there, even just to message me, and I can pass that information on to our listeners. Obviously, it's a time of real anxiety for South Africans and for residents of the city when we suddenly see this, well, there's no more diesel and we're out, load shedding is going to stage 5, and then all of a sudden we lose power again. So I think what I'd like to try and do is information, no matter how good or how bad, helps us to deal with what's real and not what we anxious about. So if you could keep us updated, that would be great.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely do so. In fact, I was about to send you a voice note when Harry called to invite me to this interview. So yeah, I'll definitely do that. And thank you, Hi FM, for always helping us distribute that message to our customers.
All right. So Isaac, thank you. Unenviable position that you're in, but if you could let us know, that would be great. It is 8:19, and Isaac McGenna, who is the City Power spokesperson, he's on the way there right now as we speak. He will keep us updated when he gets there as to what the situation is, and we should be able to bring you some real-time and accurate information.